Blog Talk Radio.
Progress studying the book of Revelations. We are now in chapter 13, and this is part number 19 of the series, and we are looking at the beast today in chapter 13. This is a throwback of the turn of events that took place in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. And so we'll see the linkage as we progress through chapter 13 here in the book of Revelations. I just wanted to give you that reference for your own reading in your own spare time to do a comparison and in contrast. And also, I would like for you to read the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and start reading at verses 3 all the way through verses 12. Do that read in your own time. It's more information about the day of the Lord that we're studying on in the book of Revelation, and it kind of helps you to see current relevant material that's going on in our day and time. And so we're looking here in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and in verse 1, and it says, this is John the apostle talking, and he said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. So he was such a rebellious one that he named himself blasphemy. And in verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, just to bring you in remembrance of what I said when I opened, that there is a linkage to the book of Daniel in chapter 7 and in verses 2 with those symbolic icons, I guess we could call them, those heads of those beasts and the 10 horns. Well, what he is seeing here is this in verse 3, when he saw that one of the heads were wounded, he was describing the Roman Empire that had fallen, and then it was healed, and the Roman Empire came back into power. And that's just to give you understanding so that you don't have to jump back over into Daniel chapter 7 while we're moving through the chapter here. And in verse 4, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, the beast is the world system at that time, and it's going to be in such a magnitude that all will revere and reverence its authority in the earth and will worship it, the Bible says here. The system that is set up will be worshiped, and they will see it as such, as if it were a god and indestructible, this world system, this empire. And in verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And that's 3.5 years, which we read about over in chapter 12 and chapter 11. We read about the witnesses and the two witnesses and all of the things that would take place surrounding them. And he is that false prophet in the earth that's going to rage war and have all these blasphemous things to be coming out of his mouth. And in verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kinds of tongues and nation. And I just want to briefly revisit a comment that I made about Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9, where it says that this Antichrist spirit was given power to wear out the saints. And, you know, we hear a lot about the trials and the struggles of Christians today, and that's just the precursor of his assignment, that he was given power to wear out the saints. He's trying to wear you out. That's what all of these dramas in a lot of our personal lives is really stemming from, is what it's all about. The source of your problems and trouble is Satan. He's the one that is behind the things that you suffer and go through, because he has power. He has but a little time, as we read a little while back, and he knows that he has but a little time left in this earth. And so he's trying to wreak havoc in as many lives as he can in order to turn hearts from God to following after him. His deceptions and his end is destruction, and he's going to be in the bottomless pit forever and ever with fire and brimstone. And so he comes against the saints with the trials and the tribulations, and that's to make you angry and to turn against God and follow him, when in fact he is the source of the destruction that's taken place in the lives of saints today. And in verse 8, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So those persons that had not accepted Christ prior to the rapture and the catching away of the church, who has not been written in the Lamb Book of Life, those people left in the earth, they're going to worship him. They're going to follow him. They're going to be in awe of the system. It's going to be the answer to them. And so they're going to receive the mark of the beast, of the 666 in their heads and in their foreheads. And I'm really getting ahead of myself. In verse 9, he said, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And this is where I wrote in my narrative, those of you who will read later the bio on my blog, talkradio.com/inspirational-corner-online. And when you read in that bio, it gives a brief interpretation of what verse 11 is saying here. And that is, this beast will come as if he were a lamb, actually serving as the mouthpiece of Satan, the dragon. This is symbolic of a religious system that claims to be Christian, but actually proclaims the devil's message rather than Christ's gospel. So he's going to be deceptive in his appearance in the beginning, and trickery through his words. And in verse 12, and he exercised all power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, which whose deadly wound was healed. And I told you that was the Roman Empire that was destroyed, and then it rose up again. It was in a separation between the church and the state. And we can see that is reoccurred in our time as well, the separation of church and state. And in verse 13, and he does great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So he's going to have some power here. And this is what's going to captivate their attentions and think that he is invincible and cannot be, destroyed or done away with. And so they're going to worship him. And in verse 14, and he's going to deceive them that dwell in the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. In verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, this dumb idol, this the image that he's going to resurrect, he's going to give it the ability to speak and to have powers. Now, I have heard scholars say in my research, I was reading some material that said that this would be the a computer image, and that it would be able to talk. It would be some like this virtual world that we see taking place in our computer system, this virtual reality, and this is what is depicted here, although the scripture does not say that. This is just some material that I was reading, and it kind of made sense, because I can only think of how he could make an image talk and the world be deceived by it. It would have to be a virtual a reality, this virtual world, this computer age that we live in. He's going to manipulate those tools and put himself over as some great something-something. And he's going to talk. And in verse 16, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name, which is 666. In other cultures, we see that the numbering of names were the means whereby names were devised. It was through the use of a numeric value. It was ancient Greece or Greek alphabet numbering and numerical system that they use in their letters and their alphabets. And so in verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, say he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. And in verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And so that's the number of the beast. And those who would receive that number, get in agreement with that world system, would not be able to make it in to the kingdom of God. They would not be able to be saved because they have aligned themselves with that brand of advertisement and disobedience to the law of God. And so that it all ties back into that ancient world that we talked about, you can read about over in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Well, my time is up, and I thank you for yours. My name is Keturah. I am your host. I am the president and founder of Inspirational Ministries. Please visit the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click the Blog Talk tab there. You can listen to programs that you may have missed or listen to this lesson again. And please, you can share the link with family and friends and so that they can be prepared through the reading of these scriptures for the things that are to come. It's no reason for anyone to be taken at unawares or be caught off guard, because Christ gave us his word and left us his signs. And also, while you're on the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, click the TV link. Watch programs that you may have missed in the past. And don't forget, follow me on Facebook. At the bottom of the website, click the Facebook tab. Copy and paste that link into your browser or put it on your Facebook wall, click like, and then you can see announcements as they unfold throughout the week automatically on the feed. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. And while you're there, people, on the website at inspirationalcorneronline.com, I need your support. If you would click the donate button and give a generous gift of love and an offering, it would help me to spread the gospel in a more excellent way. I love you. God bless. Have a great day.